From the Book of Wiley, the very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Again.
Yes, amen. Sir.
Truly, it is a pleasure. It is an honor and a privilege.
All right, Reverend.
To be on the platform once again.
Preach on.
Today, I would like to take a good look at the book of Proverbs,
okay. Mm-hmm.
The 27th chapter,
yeah.
And the 17th verse. Mm-hmm. Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
As iron sharpens iron.
Yeah, get that iron out.
So a man.
Yes.
Sharpens the countenance of his friend.
Put a good crease in it.
And for a few minutes this morning,
yes, sir,
I would like to talk from the topic,
well,
words with friends.
Words, right, I like that game, Reverend.
Words with friends.
Mm-hmm. A lot of words, though.
There is a new sensation sweeping the nation called words with friends.
Friends. Yes, right. It is, Reverend.
What is it, you ask? Mm-hmm. It is a word game where players, watch this, exchange turns.
Okay.
Forming words, mm-hmm. trying to score as many points as possible for each word.
You better be smart with it.
Brother, for real, in order to win this game,
yeah.
You have to know words.
Yes, that's the key, Reverend.
Yolanda, if your vocabulary is weak in these streets,
no.
Well,
you can't win.
You can be over quick.
Millions of people are playing this game daily on Facebook.
Yes, okay. Sir.
iPads, mm-hmm. iPhones,
uh-huh.
Kindle Fires, et cetera, et cetera.
I got it, Reverend. I got it.
Our text today says, as iron sharpens iron.
Yes. Yes, sir, Reverend.
So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend.
That's right, Bible. Now.
In order to win this game called life, you have to know word.
Word.
Yeah.
If your biblical knowledge is weak in these streets,
right,
you're going to always be void of a word needed for your situation.
I don't want to be void, Reverend.
The message, the meaning, and the motif will always be missing when you are wordless.
Wordless. Right. Yes,
when
sir.
You lack word and the words to say.
Yeah.
Not only do you paralyze yourself,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but you also handicap your friends.
Oh, wow. Handicap your friends, man.
I like sharpening,
yeah.
but I look forward to being sharpened by my friends.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
The book of Houdini.
Huh? What it say?
It says friends.
Huh?
How many of us have them? It goes on to say friends.
Yeah.
Ones we can depend on. Can your friends depend on you to have a word in their time of need?
Oh, have they put a Houdini?
I'm through.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no sense of playing this game.
Are you through with it, Reverend?
If you don't have no word in
no
you.
No word in you. Don't play.
Can I go to my seat this
Please
morning?
Do, Reverend.
Before I go, can I ask, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir, Reverend.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Throw the word out there, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Say it with your friends, Reverend.
I know he's all
yes,
right.
Sir.
Yeah.
He ain't playing no more. He ain't playing.
He ain't playing no more.
Words with friends.
Words.
Yeah.
You put your foot in that.
With
I know
friends.
He's all right.
Friends. Yes, he did.
Ah.
You went deep with it this morning.
Yeah, he did.
Like, you
if you're weak in these streets.
You're weak in these streets.
Don't play words with you.
Don't play.
Cat. No. You won't last long.
You don't know two, three letter words.
You
come on.
Pretty much over.
I need to know weeping may endure.
But joy. Coming in the morning.
Yeah.
Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, Denzel Washington, all coming together. We'll tell you about Dancing with the Stars.